trouble.
Rusty, N0TR.
And how are you this chilly morning?
It's up to 39 now. We had 23 here. It definitely was frost on the pumpkin.
Frost. When I looked out the door, I could see the frost. When I walked the dog early this morning, I could see the frost on top of the mailbox on the big lawn across the street from me. So yeah. Oh, anyway. Well, it's Thursday. I don't know what else I can say about it. You know.
That's about the way me and Bernice. She's in looking at her doctor's appointment on the computer. And probably early check-in or whatever they do. I don't do that. I just go to the appointments. I got one Tuesday down at the VA. And I got one this Friday for a blood draw. And I got to tell you, I'm not looking forward to that one according to the weather. I hope they're slightly wrong.
Going for it. You're dialing out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, snow and ice, possibility. It's borderline.
I'm going to start paying more attention to the weather, and I've been just doing a bunch of work around the house and trying to get things done and trying to get over this sore shoulder from that shingle shot on Tuesday. Man, my shoulder is still sore and still a little swollen, but... oh, well, it is what it is, and also, anyway, and just getting back to getting on the air radio-wise on the HF to call nets there, so, and I got South Carolina single sideband net tonight, and all, so I got that house down here on this road that I live on. There's a guy, it looks like he's opened a garage at his house. And he's got all these cars parked around there, and it looks like a mess. Oh, well, it is what it is. W2T Mobile.
ATR stationary. I'm at home here. I'm just sitting here checking some cards from a long time ago. Busy work. Just some of the more rare ones to see if I need any of them. On that matrix on Logbook of the World. And, just goofing off. I'm glad to hear you. You got that shot. That's 95% effective, and it's well worth it. I got mine early before the VA ever had them, and had to wait in line to actually sign up for it. And then I had to pay for it, and then nothing was covered, and it was expensive. So, Bernice's or her insurance covered all but $50, but mine was $175 a pop. But I'll tell you, that pharmacist showed me a picture of his dad who had shingles, and you did the right thing.
Yeah, I never had chicken pox, so I never had them as a child. And because doctor says I was exposed to it, both my sisters and my brother had chicken pox. So that made me exposed to it, and that made me a carrier, so to speak, and made it where I could possibly end up getting them. So he finally convinced me. They did the first one back in November, and then Tuesday of this week they did the second half of the shot, so got that out of the way. And the same day I had the first one, I had the had my flu shot and the first half of the two-part single shot on the same day, one in each arm. That was an experience.
Now, I don't react to any shots, and of course, we all that's been in the service had a zillion different shots. But, you know, my arm got sore as heck after that shingle shot, and I wasn't too wild about getting the second one, but I did. It didn't seem to bother Bernice, and usually her arm flares up from a flu shot a little, but the last couple of years, it doesn't seem to have bothered her any, and that's good, because her arm used to get red about 3 inches in diameter there where they give the shot, but hasn't for years, and so that's good. And we've had our flu shots. The daughter and son-in-law went to get flu shots before they went to Florida a couple of weeks ago, and you know, they didn't have any.
The production has been towards getting the COVID vaccine out, and they've slacked off on the flu vaccine right now, so it's all starting to come back around. But I know somebody else, and I know somebody had shingles. In fact, they had it all over their face and everything. But, you know, I just had a little sore spot for about an hour when I got the first shot, and this is the second one, and this is the one that's giving me the pain. And flu shots have never bothered me. So, anyway, let me run in the post office here. I'll be right back in a minute. I just got to run in here. I'm almost done with having a post office box, and I'm going to mail back at the house. So, be back in a minute. W2T.
N0TR.
I'm back on the road again. And are you still there, Tom?
This is N0TR. Yeah, let me mute this television here. I was watching old Gunsmoke movies here.
Watching some old Gunsmokes on the air, too, here lately. And watching some of the old shows. And those are fun to watch sometimes. Anyway, I got my mail here, and I had several people that sent me QSL cards from different contacts local in the U.S., and one guy actually lives here in this area, and he just sent the card and put my name and address on it and mailed it, and the corner where the contact information is, reports, you know, what report I got from him and everything, and what report he got from me, that corner of the card got torn off, so this card to me is just going to be a card I'm going to stick over in the corner, and it'll sit there, you know.
I got a thing from the Zero QSL Bureau yesterday. I've never had one like this before. It was one card from Comoros Island, and of course, we already got credit for that. But just one card in it. Usually, anymore, I don't do the Bureau, and so it's very, very few. But it's usually, you know, 10 or 15 or so or 20. And this time, just one card.
You must have did like, they must have done you like they did me. Hang on a second.
N0TR clear.
Back on the air again.
Quickies this morning.
Yeah, that one was just, in fact, the guy was calling me and wondering where I was. I told him I was on my way to see him. I'd be there in about 5 minutes or so. So he said, okay. So no one didn't need to sit around and talk anymore. But anyway, yeah, of course, I get a lot of cards, QSL cards that are from through our QSL Bureau for the Century Club, and of course they're all stateside cards, and occasionally when we work some DX, they come through our DX Bureau and into our other bureau and to us and everything, so we get confirmations that way. But we had a DX station that got on one of our nets the other day, and he doesn't do QSL cards. The only thing he does is EQSL, and I don't do EQSL, so that's one contact that won't be confirmed either way.
Didn't mess with it either. I never did fit. I'm no computer expert by any means, Rusty, and I know you know I'm pretty good, but I wouldn't know how to upload from EQSL, and they don't count in Logbook of the World anyway, so why bother?
It's true, and all. They don't come that way, but, you know, you can, for the Century Club nets, we can print out EQSL cards and use them. If the person on the other end has been, did put both reports on it, what report he received and the report he and he sent me. And that's fine, except that their standard layout for cards doesn't include anything but the report he received. So, you know, it's not very useful for us unless you've got someone who's actually doing it. And EQSL, you can upload them the same way you upload to the Bureau, to Logbook of the World. It's an automatic thing. You just tell it to load, and it loads it up. So, but, you know, it's just a pain, because when you actually want the cards to do something, you got to go through some kind of convolution to actually get them printed out. And that's the thing I don't like. And also, I used to do a lot of there, but I don't anymore. And all. Oh, they're getting ready to build a new subdivision on out here on one of the roads I travel on, Tom. And they are digging up the road to run the sewer and water lines underneath, or whatever it is they're doing, to set it up for this subdivision to be able to get whatever it's supposed to be getting. So they've been digging out here in the middle of this four-lane road, well, five lanes with the turn lane in the middle, and putting these steel plates over the top of it. I hate when they do that. That's just a way to damage your tires.
But did you say they do... You can possibly upload EQSLs to Logbook of the World? I never heard that.
No, you can't log them, get them up to Logbook of the World. That don't work. But if you have a logging program and you got all your logs, you can upload your entire log to EQSL just almost in the same manner that you upload your contacts to Logbook of the World. It's an easy process. I mean, I've done it. It's just a pain to set up all the things that you need to set up on the cards for some of these people that make, you know, that want contacts. So I quit playing around with it. But anyway, it is what it is. Yeah, you're talking about weather for tomorrow. It is kind of looking like kind of yucky looking out here today. Not dark, but still yucky looking.
Sorry. Yeah, it's well worth checking. And I think as long as you don't plan anything in the morning, you'll be fine. I just worry about it being right on that freezing line. Snow, don't worry me. I'm from Kansas. Ice, that's another story. And no one can drive effectively on ice, it's my opinion.
I don't have any trouble driving in snow. That's not a problem. But I'm like you. I'm leery of ice, and people say, well, I've got a four-wheel drive vehicle. I can drive on anything. Right. Four-wheel drive just means you've got two more wheels to help slide on ice, and I've seen it happen. We had a mailman over this way years ago that used to deliver the mail on my route, and he had bought him a Ford Bronco, four-wheel drive, so he could, you know, get out and deliver the mail anytime. Well, I was out. I had my little two-wheel drive pickup truck back then. I had a little Ford Ranger, and I had been out somewhere, and I came back, and when I came back, here was his Ford Bronco slid off the side of the road, laying on its passenger side in a small ditch where he had out been delivering mail, and he just slid off the side of the road. Four-wheel drive didn't do him a whole lot of good.
I had a little Toyota Tercel back in the 80s, and I was demonstrating to my dad. It had four-wheel drive, but it just merely connected the back wheels to the front. It wasn't anything sophisticated like these big trucks. And, oh, it was just snow. And there was a T in the intersection about a block from home there. And I showed him. I said, I couldn't hardly get started. It was front-wheel drive. And it just slipped. It was standard shift. And I pulled her into four-wheel drive, and it just drove right off. But just when I was real young, and I'd never had four-wheel drive, and you know they start out real good, but they don't stop worth a hoot. I almost went off that T-intersection in the ditch.
Like I said, that gives you two more wheels to slide when you put the brakes on. I've seen it happen. All right, well, I've reached my next stop, and I'm going to be off the radio here because between this stop and the next one's only going to be about 3 minutes, so I'm not going to get back on. I'll catch you later, Tom. Say hello to Bernice for me. Y'all have a good day for right now. Catch you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, we all live and learn, and I learned my lesson about four-wheel drive, stay home. It did get to going good, but nothing goes on ice, right? 73's Rusty, and I got to go down the hall. W2T and 0TR, clear.